hooking up with your hot yoga instructor. They even have stories designed specifically for your zodiac sign.
Now, listen up for tonight's erotic story.
Fridays are for fucking. Oh my God.
Isn't it, baby?
Yes, sir. Amelia couldn't help but stare at Ella, even though she knew it was wholly inappropriate. She was her landlady, after all, and 20 years her senior. And yet, Ella was so gorgeous, so open about her sexuality, with no signs of embarrassment when she brought women home. Amelia came from a small town, a family with traditional values, that wrinkled their noses at anything that wasn't what they called normal relationships. She had never dared explore her own desires, the real sexuality that she had been hiding from her mom and dad. And yet, now that she finally was living on her own, she simply couldn't hold it back any longer. Ella noticed the way her young tenant looked at her, the way she seemed to blush whenever they talked, of course. But it was best to wait for Amelia to make the first move. If she still wasn't ready to take that leap, it could get awkward, and Amelia was a good tenant. Though Ella was in her 40s, her body was firm and slim, perky breasts, always highlighted by the classy, yet sensual dresses she wore. She was used to getting her way with women, even those who thought they were completely straight, with long, luscious black hair and lovely green eyes. She was certainly a looker. But it was not only her beauty that made Amelia melt for the older woman. Rather, it was the way she conducted herself, the way she showed pride in what she was, how free she seemed. "Ella, hi!" Amelia's soft, melodious voice echoed prettily as she climbed the stairs behind her landlady. Ella lived in the apartment over her own, so close it almost hurt. "Oh, hi, Amelia! How are you doing?" Ella asked, and motioned toward her front door. "Want to come in for a drink?" "Sure," Amelia agreed at once, almost too giddily, making Ella chuckle softly. You know why I'm here, don't you?" Ella grinned then, opening the door and letting the younger woman inside. Amelia was petite and pretty, short blonde hair neatly combed back. And though she was usually timid, she seemed to be daring to open up now. "I think it's best if you tell me," Ella replied, pouring 2 glasses of wine and offering her tenant one. Amelia took a long sip before saying, "Okay, okay," she admitted, nodding and taking another sip before taking a few steps forward. "I want to stay here tonight." "Oh, come on. You can do better than that," Ella replied sultrily, making the younger woman flush further still.
"I want to make love to you. I want you to teach me," Amelia whispered back, holding her breath for an instant, gathering all the courage hiding inside her, and then leaned against Ella's taller frame, kissing a woman for the first time in her life. It felt good. So soft. So enticing. Everything she could have hoped for. That was when Ella finally took charge. All she needed was for Amelia to take that first step. Now it was teaching time. The kiss soon turned into something else. Something far more passionate and wild, as they stumbled together into Ella's bedroom. Clothes seemed to fly everywhere, eager fingers unbuttoning and tugging at those pesky pieces of fabric, keeping their bodies apart.
Amelia gasped out loud as she squeezed those perky, lovely breasts for the first time. And she knew she was hooked. There was no way she could ever go back now. She brushed her thumb over those erect, firm nipples, flicking them from side to side, just to get a reaction. Ella was, of course, not going to be staying behind. She massaged the younger woman's breasts with growing desire, experience noticeable in the way her fingers sank gently into that pale skin. "Oh, Ella!" Amelia moaned sharply, quivering from head to toes as Ella's free hand finally reached the sweet spot between her thighs. Amelia's blonde hair cascaded prettily all around her head and onto the pillow as she threw her head back, moaning out in ecstasy. She couldn't believe how good a woman's touch felt. There was something so intense about this experience. Guys usually just rush to sex. But Ella wasn't doing anything of the sort. Oh no. She took her time, exploring her folds, making sure she discovered exactly what her body reacted to. You're so aroused. It's adorable. But don't try to come yet. I want you to enjoy every bit of it. Hold back now. Let me keep you right there on the edge, Ella whispered hotly, rushing her lips up and down Amelia's neck, nibbling at it as she continued to rub the engorged clit harder than before, but stopping whenever the quivering young woman seemed to be about to reach a boiling point. Please. Oh, I need it. Let me come. Ah, Amelia pleaded softly, thrusting her hips up against Ella's fingers, needing more than anything to be allowed some much-needed relief. Ella! Yes, I know, Ella whispered, rubbing her tits against Amelia's, their nipples getting stimulated at the same time. But believe me, it'll be worth it in the end. Now, lean back. I'm about to blow your mind. Amelia obeyed at once, feeling her entire body feverish, wondering what was going to come next. Ella leaned back on the opposite side of the bed, intertwining her own long, lovely legs with Amelia's. Their pussies were pressed together then, and it only took a thrust of their hips to rub their clits against one another, sending shivers of desire and pleasure up and down Amelia's body. Ella encouraged her tenant to thrust right back, and soon they were moving in perfect tandem, rubbing their increasingly soaked pussies together, filling the room with moans and gasps that only seemed to grow louder and louder with each passing minute. That's it, Amelia. Now begin to massage your boobs, too. This way. Pinch your own nipples. Don't be afraid to discover new sensations, Ella instructed her, taking charge, showing off exactly how she was supposed to do it. And Amelia obeyed at once, eager to experience more of it, to raise the pleasure to new heights, higher than ever before. She massaged her tits eagerly, moaning Ella's name, finally accepting her sexuality, finally embracing what she had longed to do for years. Oh, so close. Please, I need to come. I need it so badly. She quivered from head to toes, thrusting her hips forward, harder still. Come then. You've earned it. Keep moving. I'm so close, too. Ah, fuck. Oh, fuck. That feels good. Ella hissed loudly, grinding herself against Amelia's soaked pussy over and over again. They seemed to explode at the same time, their clits throbbing hard, their combined juices rolling down onto the bed. Amelia had never enjoyed an orgasm this powerful, not with any of the men she had slept with in the past. She knew what she wanted now, and there was no way she could go back to the way things used to be.
Ella, Ella, yes, yes, yes,
she moaned sharply, arching her back, bending her toes and sinking her fingers against the mattress, holding on for her dear life. It was only when the pleasure began to fade away, slowly but surely, that both women collapsed heavily onto the bed, out of breath, sweaty, and completely satisfied.
Wow, that was amazing,
Amelia whispered, staring up to the ceiling. A smile plastered on her pretty face, she slowly made her way up to Ella's gorgeous body, kissing her way toward her breasts, not wanting this feeling to go away yet.
I'm not done, Ella. I need more. Far more,
Amelia whispered, breathing heavily against the older woman's flushed skin. Ella smirked, letting the younger woman take control for the time being.